This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello? Well, we're live now. We weren't live a moment ago. You fixed things now and you're sure things were good now. All right. Did Manny oversleep or something? Is he caught in a traffic jam? Manny's at a funeral today. Oh, we didn't know that. So, and the person that is supposed to take his place didn't show up. I see. What was that person's name that didn't show up? Yeah, okay. And your name is? Okay. Scott's going to help us, but Scott has a lot to do. See, so do you have Todd hooked up, Scott? You're hooking Todd up right now. Okay, all right. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. A few gremlins to start the program. Actually, the silence after the music was all designed to get your attention. And if it worked, wonderful. How are you? I'm here now. Todd will be here momentarily. And this is a program we call What's on Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. Fun show today for you. I'm excited about this. Senator John Hovind will be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about this tax bill. I'm as excited about a piece of legislation as I can ever remember being. I'm trying to remember the last time I was this excited about some legislation. It's usually a sausage-making process, so you just, unbelievable. I'm fired up. And the reason I'm fired up is because I am a conservative. For one reason. My formative years on deciding, you know, what am I, what do I stand for, politically speaking, were formed during the Reagan years. I loved Ronald Reagan, okay? Freshman in high school, I think, or sophomore when he was elected, I forget. And I loved the guy. I loved his optimism. Jimmy Carter was the biggest doofus in the world. I was in, you know, I don't know, seventh, eighth, ninth grade. I knew Jimmy Carter was a doofus. Absolute doofus. Best thing about him is he was a peanut farmer. Worst thing about him was he, you know, went on to be, it was pathetic. We had this malaise. And part of it is I saw it firsthand in my family. When it happened, my dad decided to venture out from working for a company and said, you know what, I can do this for myself and I can have more for my family. I earn a good salary now and that's great, but I want to own part of this because I'm building this up for other people. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to own a radio station. And decides to put the first FM on the radio in Montevideo, Minnesota. Started that effort late 70s, early 80s. What happened? From Jimmy Carter's malaise. Interest rates skyrocketed. My dad lost the business because of that. I figured that out as a youngster. So I saw what happened after Ronald Reagan did what he promised with the tax reform package and the fuel that got. Really incredible. And history shows us John F. Kennedy did the same thing. Go listen to what John F. Kennedy said about tax cuts. And anytime some liberal gets in your face about how horrible it is and talks about, oh, it's just for the rich and it doesn't help the economy, just play them John F. Kennedy's words. Show them what happened after Reagan did the tax cuts to the revenue that came into the Treasury. Now, the big problem, ladies and gentlemen, is the spending. And it's still a problem. We still got to fix that because that could take away every gain that comes from this. But it's a good thing, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited that people that have been stuck in the ditch, Obama, much like Carter, anemic growth, wages flat, complete uncertainty in the business world, can all change. I really am. I'm very excited about it. I am. Are you? Give me a word. Give me one word to describe. And if you need help picking a word, would you say you're optimistic or you're pessimistic about what this plan will do? I'm obviously very optimistic, but I want to find out what's on your mind. I want to know. We're going to keep tabs on the weather for you today as well. So we'll check in with the National Weather Service. And if you have a road report, please call us. I saw a moment ago some things with the winds that were pretty phenomenal. Blowing around like crazy. Where do I have that here? Should have it handy for you when I was talking about that. I think I have it here somewhere. Okay, yeah, here. All right, so how about this? Freiburg, 48 miles an hour. Bowman, 47. Hettinger, 46. Sand Creek, 46. Tioga, 45. Grassy Butte, 42. Beach, 41. 40 in Snowden. You got Ray at 39. You got Watford City at 38. Crosby at 37. Medora at 34. I mean, blowing around. All that moving west to east, and then the snow hits. So about 3 hours from now, you'll start to see the worst of it in the valley as well. So we're going to keep tabs on that for you. If you have a road report, please tell us. What else we got for you today? Diamond and Silk. If you've never seen Diamond and Silk on YouTube, they're a sensation. They're going to boil down everything in the news, fake news, Russia, everything. These two are a sensation. They're two ladies that opine on the news, and they're hilarious. I love them. So I hope you become a big fan after hearing them today on the program. And then Mike Lindell will be here today. Always enjoy our conversations with Mike Lindell, now the CEO, the founder, the creator of MyPillow, one of the fastest-growing businesses in America. So we're going to do that today on the program, too. And, of course, we were in New York City last week. I have some new friends. I want to tell you, I'm going to name my friends. I'm going to name my new friends from the New York City trip. Man, we had fun. Tell you about that a little bit here, too. Brian near Jamestown does have a road report for us. 800-228-0550 is that telephone number, by the way. Local number 258-0550. Text in any info, questions, comments, or road reports. 367-2054. 367-2054. Or Todd's at 226-8503, 226-8503. Brian, near Jamestown, what do you got?
About 45 to 50 miles an hour is all the faster I can go. In Valley City, exit 292, west side of that exit, there is a semi in the ditch, first responders. So when you're coming over the hill westbound into Valley City, slow down and kind of anticipate that. So,
do you find that's a bad spot? I see more accidents there, and I find myself in some sort of panic whenever there's bad weather on that spot. It's a treacherous one.
I drive it quite a bit, and it kind of baffles me that first responders don't have that perimeter set up on the other side of the hill before people come down into it. But whatever, slow down.
Yeah, you got to slow down there for sure. That is a tough spot. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the update. If you come up on that today or any others, let us know, would you? 800-228-0550. So Heidi Heitkamp, in the end, didn't end up supporting the bill. Does that surprise anyone? See, a texter here already says, so, guess what? Told you so, told you so, told you so. Looks like I was right again. All those phone calls you called for for listeners to make were, as I said, one hell of a waste of time in cell minutes. Mary Catherine is a liberal Marxist Democrat. She votes the way she's told to by Chuck Schumer and the party leadership.
Says, oh, there's a shocker.
Says this listener. First of all, I stand by what I said, that if enough North Dakotans let her know they wanted her to vote a different way, they would. I think, unfortunately, many ended up in the camp of this texter to say, why bother? And so, you know, she has chosen Chuck Schumer over the
other. Isn't that our civic duty to let our representatives and senators know how we feel? Instead of sticking our heads in the sand?
Yeah, I think it's good to let them know and be proactive about it. I will say this about Heidi Heitkamp. She sealed her fate here. There's no other way. I think what she's done is said, okay, the Democratic leadership will help me raise a bunch of money. If I raise a bunch of money, I'll have a shot at winning, even with numbers that are terrible. So she's going to put a bunch of money into an image campaign to try to tell you how great she's been and done and wonderful thing. And I just think North Dakotans are smarter than that. I really do. I think she was on her way to defeat anyway, and she realized that. So what she's doing now is, Chuck Schumer will raise her a lot of money. But ask Donald Trump if money is what wins races. Right? Ask Roy Moore if money is what wins races, because he was outspent by a ton too down in that primary down there. So that's what she's decided to do, but I think she picked wrong. I really do. And by the way, in her Facebook comments about this, she's talking about all the money she wants to spend. So she's not too worried about the debt. She just wants to spend more money. I think she saw the tax break as a way of making that less likely.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the doc and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paging Manny. I think I'm live. And we're back on What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Optimistic or pessimistic about this tax deal? Let us know. Senator Hoban at the bottom of the hour to talk more about it, too. But want to know your take on it. Also, if you have any road reports, let us know. Happy to pass those on and make sure we let everybody know how things are going. Brought to you part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The sprayer company the other folks keep talking about. That's right. High Plains Apache. I'd love for you to go there today. And if you can't go there, their location in Mandan, across from what used to be Bonanza, now is soon to be a Culver's, or across from Walmart, exit 60 south of Fargo off I-29, in Frontier, North Dakota. You can find out what you need to know at highplainsapache.com. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. Nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. And by the way, they just traded in several next-to-new machines. You can see those at highplainsapache.com. And the 2018 machines are on the lot to see, too. High Plains Apache Mandan. Call them 663-2375. 663-2375. Ed in North Dakota. Usually we find out what town you're from, but you're North Dakota works. What town are you from, Ed?
In the Hedinger area.
From Hedinger. Got it. What's on your mind today?
I hear, and I always voted for Reagan, I guess, and mostly Republicans, but I beg to differ that he had a very good ag policy. I've been in the ag business since the late 60s, and I'm almost 72, so I'm still in it, seeing a lot of different things. But the 80s and the Reagan and Bush years were the worst ag years I can remember.
Why?
Well, you had the dairy buyout, for one thing. They started in 86. It broke the cattle market. Pretty near broke us. They had to start the CRP because they had all the crop farmers bankrupt, and they was basically put out a whole generation of younger farmers that didn't get in then, and they were gone. I remember 18% to 22% interest rates.
Well, that wasn't Reagan. That was Carter. Can't put that on Reagan.
That was in the '80s, sir.
Well, I understand, but it was from the mess that Carter left us with. That's what Reagan had to undo.
Absolutely.
But you can't be critical of Reagan for 20% interest rates. That was Jimmy Carter. I mean, that's why Reagan won.
Okay, can we go back to the dairy buyout in '86 then?
Yeah, I'm not familiar at all with the dairy buyout. You're telling me something. Here's what my point on this on Reagan, and I wasn't talking specific to ag policy. I'm saying, look, the optimism, the strength through peace, what was done with the economy, it was America roared. And by the way, the benefits of what Ronald Reagan did in those 8 years fueled all kinds of things into the Bush, into the Clinton era and beyond. Okay. And I see this as doing that all over again, so that's why I like it. You're talking about a specific policy, and I don't remember enough, and we ought to have a conversation someday about that. I mean, when you talk about what governments do, what presidencies and administrations do for ag, wouldn't you just like to have a set of rules that say, okay, agriculture, here you go, here's the boundaries, here's the trade deals, here's the level playing field, and just get government out of it? Get them out of your, all these programs and all these, if you do this, you get that, and if you do that, you do this, and doesn't that all drive you crazy? Wouldn't you want to just be unleashed and not be beholden to the government?
Yeah, that's exactly what we had in the 70s and 80s, and we're right back there again.
We're right back there again, meaning?
Meaning you've got bins full of grain. Farmers operating under the cost of production, just waiting for interest rates to start rising. So,
but is that government's fault? Is that a product of bad government, or is that just a cyclical market?
It's the product of big business controlling the government, basically.
big business controlling the government, how so? An example of that would be...
Yeah, all your farm programs are written by the big ag companies, and they basically provide the Congress with guidelines to put those in place, and that's how that all comes to happen.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate the call, Ed. I think we may disagree on Ronald Reagan's overall impact on the economy. And certainly if you're tagging him with the 20% interest rates that were a result of the malaise that came out of the Carter years. But I'd love to find a way to have an ongoing discussion to say, okay, and this is overly simplistic, but all right, farm and ranch folks, let's get you all in a room and let's say, what would be the perfect scenario? I would think the vast majority of North Dakota farmers and ranchers, producers would say, get out of our way. Get out of our way. Yes, we need a level playing field when it comes to trade deals and so, because these products have to go, the trade part of this is very important. That's where our products go. The big part of the markets are overseas markets, and those trade deals fuel that. But, you know, to me, less government, less strings, less relying on this administration versus that administration, just say, all right, level playing field. Tell us where the posts are, the goal posts are on each end, and let us go. I'm trying to figure out a way to have that conversation. That'd be great. I appreciate the call, though, Ed. Thank you. Texter says, optimistic. Answering my question of the day. Are you optimistic? Or pessimistic? This South Dakota listener says, I am optimistic about the tax cuts, but I'm not going to count my chickens before they're hatched because we're dealing with politicians. I agree with you 120% that the spending needs to be cut, and every government agency needs to start their budget every year at zero just to buy every penny they get for the next year. We also need to get rid of the dead weight in the government employee pool. We need to cut the fat because there are a lot of people that need to be retired out of there and make room for new people with better ideas. No more doing it the old way simply because that's how it's been done. Another texter says CRP was and is a detriment to communities. That's what I'm talking about. You know, how many of these government programs are causing problems? Another, the dairy buyout was to bail out failing dairies and control supply. Bad idea, controlling supply. Don't like it. I'm saying, I think the Farm Bureau model here needs a little more discussion versus the old farmers union, you know, help. Gimme. Can you have this? Can we do it? You know, just. All right, here's the rules. Rules got to be clear. Let us go. Crying out loud. Get Darrell Lease in here one of these days and spark that conversation. And same thing with Watney or whoever's the run of the Farmers Union these days. Want to have a good, open, honest discussion about that? Let's lead on that, should we? Right here. More coming up.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Senator John Hovind will be joining us in just a moment. Let us know when he's locked and loaded there, Nolan and Brad, if you would, or Todd or anybody else. And Todd and I will chat with Fred and Wing in the meantime. Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, you're back from New York. My golly, how'd you do out there?
I have 60 new friends. Which I'm pretty I'm pretty proud of. Yeah, exactly right. I got the whole list here. I've been going to read their names here. I just haven't had time yet. I will before we're done, just to thank them because they're we had a great time, wonderful time.
Yeah, you know, Todd, I'm going to drop Todd off a Christmas present there this year. I'm going to buy him a big stick. He's getting to be so good looking with his teeth and his weight. I'm going to drop him off a big stick for Christmas to wrap it up a little bit. So he beat those women off.
That's a good idea. Fine gift there, Fred. Great idea.
You are the man, Fred.
I'll drop it off right at the desk there. Put it in your office, that plush office, you know, with that river view and all that stuff in there. I'll just drop it off in there.
River view.
Plush. Yeah. You've never been in my office, then.
Beautiful view of Rosser.
When you walk into Todd's office, because you can get lost in there. It's just...
That's true.
Know,
I call it a museum. That's what I call it. It's a museum.
Oh, yeah.
Radio history in there.
It's a show place. It's a show place. It is, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say on the ag front, Scott, and nice to have you back. And I just wanted to say that... you know, there's a lot of these companies back in the dairy buyout area, and I went through that. We used to milk cows. And the reason that we had the dairy buyout was not because so much we were overproducing is that we were losing our market for dairy. And that market has been completely gone. And I've talked about this before. The big companies that sell the milk to the people were getting money from the grocery stores. You know, they're vertically integrated from the top down. And what they would do is they eliminated the market for us, and our market just fell apart. And because they were able to take the money from their sales in these large businesses, they eliminated our market for milk and put up great big barns out in the country as the corporation farming laws were all taken out of the states and other states. And now they own the land, they own the great big dairies out there, and they hire people to do it, and it's no longer a open market. Their market is closed to themselves. And they make their own milk, sell it to their own company, and that, my friend, and people of North Dakota, is what you call a monopoly or antitrust for the markets. The markets are not being protected in this country. And, you know, we can do all the tax bills we want. And if we don't have a market for our products out here, I see barley going that way. I see, the chicken industry, the hog industry, they've all went by the wayside because there is no market for it anymore because large businesses are able to own the product from the hoof to the grocery store. And we need to do something about that. The seed industry, canola seed, corn seed, soybean seed, that's been being controlled by large businesses, and there are laws that could be revoked and laws that should be repealed, giving them special access to the seed where we can't plant that seed if we buy it. It's not our seed when we buy it. And that there's patent on it for 20 years. So it's costing us $60 an acre where it should be costing us $12 an acre to plant canola. Boy, them farmers this year would sure like that extra $50 that they had to spend.
Yeah.
Their bottom line, made a big difference.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, I want to have that conversation, Fred, and we'll find a way to do that better in 2018. I really want to do that. I want to do it right. And I also, think that, the situation we currently have in the ag world with the cost of, farmers producing it below the cost, the price issue, the cost issue, and the years that that's piling on, that's a disaster of sorts as well. That isn't a hurricane, but it is a disaster. It's about our food supply, which is a national security issue. So we've got to be cognizant of this as well and not wait for this to get worse, Fred. So I appreciate that. We'll stay on it. Senator John Hoeven is here, joins us on our Newsmaker line today, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. New month of specials on for December, and the Pizza Corner pizzas are 2 for $11. They also have those fidget spinners, which are great stocking stuffers, $2.99 to $3.99, and mini drone flyers for $9.99. So great spot for a little bison wear. Great spot for a stocking stuffers. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Senator Hoeven, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
You as well. So bring us first back to the early morning hours of Saturday, and the back and forth in this race. Was it on this legislation rather? Was it nip and tuck? What was it? Just give us a little sense of the drama that was going on behind the scenes.
Well, it was a lot of work. I mean, we had to obviously get 51 votes, which we did, and also just want to work to get the best product we can, something that's good for small business, for our farmers and ranchers, for hardworking Americans out there trying to make sure they keep more of their tax dollar, but also so that it helps grow the economy, that with regulatory relief and tax relief, we get more jobs, we get more investment, we get higher wages and income. And so a lot of work both to, continue to get the best product we can, but also get everybody on board. But we started voting Thursday, voted Friday, and by 2:30 in the morning or so, we passed it.
I want to play something that Chuck Schumer said over the weekend and give you a chance to respond to it.
Not a single member of this chamber has read the bill. It'd be impossible. Some of the pages were completely crossed off, and text has been replaced by handwritten notes.
So that was sort of their mantra, that you guys hadn't read the bill. There were all these notes on it, and this was just chaotic. Had you read the bill?
Well, I read through it as we went along. What he's referring to is they were getting changes and amendments, as we went. Well, obviously you have to, when you have an open floor process, Scott, people can submit amendments, including Democrats. So Republicans and Democrats can submit amendments. So they submit amendments and then you vote on the amendment. So it's, I think on the one hand, they want to complain that, there weren't enough hearings, there wasn't enough process, and we had a lot of both. And that it wasn't somehow an open process. And of course, they could offer whatever amendments they want on the floor. And they did. As you heard me say, we voted on it over the course of 2 days. And then at the same time, then they want to complain they didn't have a long time to sit down and read each amendment. Well, how do you reconcile the two? You follow me? So of course you have to read these amendments as they're presented and modified and changed during the debates and the votes.
I want to play also something Steve Moore told us on Friday. Steve Moore, of course, advisor to President Trump on tax policy. He and Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow a well-known supply side economist, Steve's now at the Heritage Foundation. But he was just flabbergasted that Heidi Heitkamp would not vote for this bill. And gave these reasons why. And I want to talk. This isn't something I'd heard about this bill specifically before, so I wanted to share this with you. We'll play the exchange.
Well, it's pro-American energy development. It gets rid of the state and local tax deductions, so no longer are North Dakotans. Do you know this, Scott? When you pay your federal taxes, you're subsidizing New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago. And I like those places, but I think that if they want public services, they should pay for them themselves, not have people in North Dakota pay for it. I mean, you have high enough taxes as it is. So it gets rid of the state and local tax deduction, a big, big victory. It gets rid of the individual mandate for Obamacare. So working class Americans who can't afford this expensive care can go out and buy much more affordable health insurance. There's a lot of good in this. And, the repatriation, we get all the capital. It comes back to the United States, and a lot of that's going to come back to places like North Dakota.
He was suggesting that there's just impossible for someone from North Dakota not to be for this. Use the energy things to start with, and then listed the things that are obviously good for every state. But was this bill, in your opinion, especially good for North Dakota?
It is good for North Dakota. It's good for the country. And, he makes a really strong point, doesn't he? I think we kind of got the best of both in that we included the $10,000 property tax deduction that people get relative, up to $10,000 for property taxes on their homestead, which I think is very popular in North Dakotans' life. But beyond that, actually not having SALT in there, the state and local taxes, because we're a low tax state, that helps us. Plus, it creates the right incentive, right? It encourages states to have lower taxes rather than higher taxes. So I think he made a real strong point there.
Let's see here. Some questions coming in. Charlie and Towner for Senator John Hoven. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, Senator Hoven.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Can you tell us, as the bill is written, will it apply to tax year 2017, or do we have to wait for next year?
No, it starts in 18. We tried to get the individual side for this year, but under the scoring rules and the pay-for rules and all that kind of stuff, we couldn't get it done. So it starts next year. But the good news is, Charlie, you'll start seeing that in your withholding right away. So right away in the first quarter of next year, you should have lower withholding, meaning less tax coming out of your paycheck because of the tax cut. So you will start to see it right away next year, but it's effective for next year.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Harold and Reeder. Go ahead. You're up, Harold.
Good morning. I was curious about whether or not the carried interest loophole has survived or has it been closed?
Well, it got changed and closed to some extent. I would have just assumed it was taken out completely. Scott, you and I talked about that before. But it was reduced. Now you have to hold an asset for 3 years before you'd qualify for the carried interest. And so that should take, the trading out of it and that kind of thing. But that at this point, it's still in there in a reduced capacity.
So life goes on as usual then?
Well, like I say, I just soon take it out completely. I've tried to do that, but they did change it so somebody would have to hold an investment for 3 years rather than turning it. So improvement, but, some progress, but it's not completely out. That's correct.
Harold, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You bet. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. If you have a text question, those are welcome, too. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, and we'll get the question to Senator Hoven, who joins us for a few more minutes after the break on What's on Your Mind? Blizzard Edition, first one of the year. We're keeping tabs on that, too. Weather details coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by EnergyOfNorthDakota.com. Have you seen that website lately? What's some great stories there about the advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making happen here? Careers, jobs, American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Amazing innovations that drive progress. EnergyOfNorthDakota.com. Check it out. More with Senator John Hovind today, fresh off a huge victory. I just told the audience before you came on, I don't remember being this excited about, a piece of legislation, policy in a long time. It reminds me of, the legislation that came in the Reagan years to get out of the Carter morass, you know. Do you feel that way about this legislation? Does it feel like a game changer to you?
Well, that's it. I mean, if you look back in history, first Kennedy. You remember the economic malaise that the country was in, and then Kennedy came with his tax cut and really galvanized economic growth. Same thing like you're saying with President Reagan. And so now, when we combine this regulatory relief we've been
undertaking all year, and this tax relief, I think we can really, get this economy growing. That means more jobs and higher wages and income, and that's the key thing. It's not just about making sure people can keep more of their hard-earned dollars after tax and save on their taxes, but getting those higher wages and so forth is really key in terms of, that rising tide that helps everyone.
John Sioux Falls for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Senator.
Hey, John. How are you?
My concern is the ELD mandate that's looming on the horizon, and I've called several times about this. I can't get any traction with my senators. Why do we not hear anything from President Trump on this, or you don't hear about it in the media? The trucking industry was a huge supporter of him, and he's done a couple of good things for us, but as much as going on behind the scenes with this, we don't hear him talk about it. We don't hear anything in the news media about it. What's going on? Why won't he address this to the public so we know what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so I've included a provision in the appropriation, the funding bill. I've included a provision that would delay it for a year. So I think you're okay until April, just in terms of the enforcement piece. But actually, if we're able to keep the provision that I've included, potentially would, in the funding bill, it would provide an additional delay, particularly for our cattle guys. It's particularly hard for the cattle guys in terms of timing and so forth. Because of you got livestock that you're moving and the need to feed and water them, that kind of stuff. So we're working on it. I think you're good till April, just in terms of the enforcement piece as far as the transition, and then we're trying to get you some additional help.
We're good till April, and then so we don't have to have it, but they can still write you a ticket after December 18th. It just doesn't go against your CSA score, from what I've understood.
But
Representative Babin out of Texas has got one coming up, or he's got sponsors supposedly, to delay it for 2 years, and we've got different states now whose state's attorneys are calling on the DOT to back it off, but we still hear nothing from President Trump, and we want to know what he thinks on this.
Well, I think he'll support us on it. We're also trying to do some things to make it easier for small business versus, a real big trucking outfit that has, more ability maybe to put it in place. So I hear you, and we are working on it, and I'm hopeful we can get to something that the truckers feel works.
John, thanks. Don Carson, North Dakota. We got to go quick here. We're a short amount of time in this segment. Don, what's your question?
Yeah. What about these taxes when you buy new equipment? Is that going to change anything from what it's been?
Yeah. Really good expensing rules there. For the first 5 years, full expensing of equipment purchases. And then it phases down after that, but on a permanent basis, we got enhanced 179 expensing, which means you can expense up to $2 million a year, and it doesn't start the phase out until you get over $3 million in equipment purchases. So it's good. It's like, say, really enhanced. Everybody wanted 179. We finally got that on a permanent basis, and now we've enhanced it in the new tax relief bill.
That is good news. June in Bismarck for Senator Hovind. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Question regards, sounds as if they did not include the removal of the death tax. And that really does have an effect on our farmers and ranch families. And I was wondering what happened, and is there anything in the mill about when they meet together? Can some of that be put back in or not?
Yeah, I hope so. I agree with you. I think we should eliminate the death tax. That's taxing something a second or a third time. So I agree with you. What the House has is they've doubled the unified credit, and you get step up in basis. So you get, the increased unified credit. And then at the end of 6 years, the death tax, it goes away. In the Senate bill, we double, same thing, but in terms of the unified credit, we double it to 11.2 million a person with step up. But it doesn't completely phase out the death tax. So that's something we'll work on in conference.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Was that a cost issue? I mean, was the reason for the death tax going away just not what it did to the score of the thing?
I think obviously it has a cost, but I don't think it's that high. And I pushed hard to get it, but we have some members, that were pushing back.
So again, I mean,
here's my. I need a quick 10-second answer.
Conference, but we'll see.
I need a quick 10-second answer on this. What worries me about this bill? The only thing that really worries me is that if there won't be spending restraint behind it, you're going to give away everything you get in the games. Is there an appetite for spending restraint?
I believe there is, Scott. Yes.
You did that in 3 seconds. Pretty darn good. We'll have to. We didn't get to all the questions. We'll have Senator Hovind back as soon as we can schedule him. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Take care.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich, a Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.